Good morning, friends. Greetings. Welcome to The Right Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, into addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Right Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, you are more and more in control of your body, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the body, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system, a renewing system. It is designed divinely to heal itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing and renewing and regenerating system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you want to share a success story, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products, 855-660-4261 is your number. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, you can head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com if you want to start a longevity business, get your products at the wholesale price, make some money selling longevity products, or if you just want to help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good, solid nutritional supplement program. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We have it updated regularly. We've got news stories up there as well. You can sign up to receive the Pharmacist Ben Bright Side newsletter as well. There's a link up there for that. And let's see what else. If you want to review any programs that you missed, or if you want to look up a program, you can go to benfuchsarchive.com. And that's got all the Bright Side programs set up there with tags and labels. Thank you to my friend Peter in the UK. You can also sign up for a Bright Side app if you have an Android phone. Thank you, Ted, at the Genesis Communication Network for that. Okay. Back to our story of osteoporosis and connective tissue and sulfur. Last we spoke, we were talking about connective tissue disease. Pretty much all degenerative disease has at least some connective tissue involvement, which is understandable because our body is mostly connective tissue. All of life is mostly connective tissue. Connective tissue is the most abundant stuff in all of biology. So what does all this have to do with osteoporosis? All of this talk about connective tissue and sulfur and collagen. Well, as it turns out, we have a very specialized form of connective tissue. It's a hard connective tissue. It's almost like a rock connective tissue, a living rock connective tissue anyway. This connective tissue that's like a living rock is said to be mineralized connective tissue. It's a very, very special, hard, mineral, living connective tissue. And we have a special name for this mineralized, living, rock-like connective tissue. We call it bone. That's it. Bone. Bone, folks, is connective tissue. It's specialized connective tissue. And osteoporosis, by definition, is just another example of a connective tissue disease. That means, my friends, it has very little to do with how much calcium you're getting. Certainly, if you don't get any calcium or you're deficient in calcium, you're going to have weak bones. But because osteoporosis is a connective tissue disease, because connective tissue is mostly protein, in fact, connective tissue tissue is mostly collagen. If you're dealing with weak, fragile, brittle bones, you have a connective tissue problem, not a calcium problem. You got a protein problem, not a calcium problem. You've got a malabsorption or protein intake problem, not a calcium problem. You'd be much better off using protein, using digestive support, taking collagen. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, than taking calcium. And this is why study after study after study shows that we get more calcium in this country per capita than any other country in the world, but we also have higher rates of fractures and osteoporosis than any other country in the world. This is why periodically you'll hear about how calcium supplements can be problematic and how calcium supplements don't necessarily give you strong bones. It's because bones are connective tissue, folks. If you have osteoporosis, work on your connective tissue. Work on the cells that make connective tissue. Remember, connective tissue is made by raisins. Raisins that are cells. Connective tissue is like bread. The cells that make connective tissue can be thought of as raisins. The cells that make connective tissue in the skin are called fibroblasts. The cells that make connective tissue in the cartilage are called chondroblasts. And the cells that make connective tissue in the bone are called osteoblasts. All disease is cell disease. And like osteoarthritis is a chondrocyte disease, it's a chondrocyte health issue. Your doctor can't do anything for your chondrocytes. He'll give you an anti-inflammatory for your arthritis. He'll give you a pain medicine for arthritis. If you got rheumatoid, he'll give you a drug that suppresses your immune system for arthritis. But they can't do anything for the chondrocytes, the cells that make the joint tissue. Likewise with wrinkles. You can use all the darn wrinkle cream you want, but because collagen, the fibers that support the skin and prevent wrinkles, are made from fibroblasts, cells, raisins, if you will, that make connective tissue in the skin. If you're wrinkling fast, you got a fibroblast issue. You got a fibroblast health issue. And likewise, osteoporosis is an osteoblast, or some people say osteocyte health issue. Osteoporosis is wrinkles of the bone. Osteoporosis is arthritis of the bone. It's all the same thing, folks. It's all cell disease. It's all cells not doing what they should be doing. Osteoporosis is not a calcium disease. Osteoporosis is a cell disease. It's a disease of the osteoblast or the osteocyte. Some people call it osteocyte. Some people call it osteoblast. Whatever. The osteocyte is sick, it's malnourished, and it's suffocated. This is the same story we see repeated over and over and over again when it comes to degenerative disease. The cells are sick, the cells are starving, the cells are suffocated, and the cells are toxic. This leads to inflammation, which leads to more toxicity, which leads to more starvation, which leads to more suffocation, which leads to more inflammation, which then further degrades to more toxicity and starvation and suffocation. And this is not a medical concern, period. This is not a medical concern. Why does your doctor tell you it's a medical concern? Cha-ching, he gets paid for it. He gets paid for telling you your osteoporosis is a medical concern. Drug companies get paid for lying to you and telling you that Fosamax will help you with your osteoporosis. Do you think the drug company is going to say, well, you actually have a cell problem when you have osteoporosis. It's actually suffocation, starvation, and toxification. You don't need our drugs. You just need to make sure you're eating correctly, you're not putting poison into your body, you're suppressing inflammation, and you're clearing out toxicity. And don't worry about the Fosamax. Can you imagine a drug company telling you that? Of course not. Folks, the drug companies aren't your friends. They're not there to help you. Your doctor, God love him, he's probably a nice guy, but he doesn't know how to help you when it comes to your cells, because that's not the job of medicine. The job of medicine is to mask symptomology, to doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, as a verb, is to commit a fraud, as when you doctor your taxes or as when you doctor evidence. When you doctor your taxes and you doctor your evidence, you're not making them better, you're making them fake. And when your doctor doctors your body, he's not making you better, he's making you fake as well. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue this discussion. on osteoporosis, what you can do about it from a nutritional standpoint when we come back from a break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. We're here Monday through Friday. 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com, also benfuchsarchives.com. If you want to learn more about the Longevity product, you can head to the shopping cart at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about my personal favorite Longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add a scoop to water and drink. It tastes awesome. It's a great way to get your vitamin A, C, D, E, and K, B complex, zinc, selenium, trace nutrients, glucosamine, collagen building nutrients as well for bone health. It's got coenzyme Q10. It's got bioflavonoids. Truly a cornucopia of nutrients. The stuff is just $50 a canister. And you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the folks at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Okay. By the way, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple lines open for you, and it's first come, first serve, so try to get on board early, 855-660-4261. All right, so continuing on with osteoporosis, not a calcium issue. It's a connective tissue issue. More specifically, it involves the cells that make connective tissue. We'll call them osteocytes. Osteo means bone, site means cell, hence osteocyte, bone cells. You got osteoporosis, folks. You got a sick osteocyte. You got a malnourished, suffocated, toxified osteocyte. All disease is cell disease, and osteoporosis is no different. This is where feeding is so important. This is where nourishment is so important. This is where detoxification is so important. This is where breathing is so important. Feeding, breathing, detoxifying to counteract starvation, suffocation, and toxification. Feeding, breathing, detoxifying. There is not a doctor on the planet that can help you with this, folks. I know we get so frustrated when we're sick. We want somebody to tell us what to do. We want somebody to help us. But the power rests in us. The power to heal the body rests in us. The power to heal the body is a function of the divine force and a function of our biology. Period. This medical model that has usurped our power, and we've abdicated our responsibility. We can't really blame it all on doctors. We can't blame it all on the medical model, because we have willingly abdicated our responsibility. The best way to address osteoporosis is the same way that you address any degenerative disease. The Mighty 90. Get yourself on the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity. Use your deep breathing techniques. Move your body and don't eat the corporate swill. Osteoporosis is a bone issue, is a connective tissue disease. Bone is connective tissue. Bone is largely protein. Bone is largely collagen. The amino acids that compose collagen, by the way, are not vegan friendly. Yes, vegans can make collagen without having to eat collagen, but it's just a little trickier. And if you're a vegan, you got to pay attention to what you're eating if you want to build strong tissue, strong connective tissue of all kinds, and strong bones as well. Most of your body's connective tissue, again. Most of the body is connective tissue. And the stuff that makes connective tissue, whether that connective tissue is bone or any other connective tissue, the stuff that makes it is found in animal products primarily. You can get it from vegetables. Yes, it's true. You can get it from non-animal sources, but it's just a little trickier. If you're a vegetarian or you're a vegan and you want to prevent yourself from getting osteoporosis, make sure you're taking in enough of the building blocks through vegetable sources. I'll tell you how you do that later today or tomorrow. Make sure you're absorbing your protein. If you have osteoporosis, folks, chances are you're dealing with malabsorption. If you're taking a drug for heartburn, if you're taking Nexium or you're taking Prilosec, you are running serious risks for malabsorption of protein. If you're not absorbing your protein, you're likely to start dissolving. If you're not absorbing your protein, it's going to be difficult to make connective tissue, and that means dissolving, dissolution of the body. That's true for osteoporosis. That's true for arthritis. That's true for premature aging, for wrinkles. That's true for prolapses. That's true for hernias. It's true for autoimmune diseases. Anything that feeds the cells, the osteocytes, or the cells that make connective tissue, whatever that is, can be helpful for all degenerative connective tissue disorders. According to WebMD, there's over 200 different connective tissue diseases. Poliomyelitis, technically or generically called polio, scleroderma, arthritis, Sjogren's disease, lupus, vasculitis, cellulitis, osteoporosis. These are all examples of connective tissue diseases. There are various names for them, but they are all basically the same thing. Connective tissue is being broken down, and cells that are supposed to make the replacement connective tissue are for some reason not doing their job. They're sick, they're toxic, they're starving, and they're suffocated. As we said, the most abundant, the most important of all the stuff that's made by the cells, the connective tissue cells, is collagen. That means if you have a connective tissue disease, if you've got polio, scleroderma, arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, osteoporosis, accelerated aging, Sjogren's disease, you have a connective tissue / collagen disease, and the same is true for osteoporosis. The definition of a connective tissue disease is, quote, any disease that has the connective tissue of the body as a primary target of pathology. That means disease, unquote. Bone is a connective tissue. That means, by definition, osteoporosis is a connective tissue disease. Not a calcium disease, a connective tissue disease. That means it's going to involve collagen. Bone is largely composed of collagen. It's one of the most important reasons for bone's resilience and strength. By the way, collagen also generates electricity. Collagen generates an electrical charge as pressure is placed on it. As we walk or as we place pressure on our bones, electricity is generated, and this is one of the most important strategies for building bone, putting pressure on your bone. When astronauts go into space, they got to make sure they're exercising because the lack of gravity affects the bones. The lack of gravity prevents the electricity, the electrical energy from being circulated or generated in the bone, and the bones become weak. The same, we don't have to be an astronaut to not have pressure in our bones. We can just be living our sedentary 21st century modern American lifestyle, and our bones will think we're in outer space because they're not getting pressure. They're not getting the piezoelectricity, the pressure electricity. They're not getting the stress that is responsible for helping build bone. Collagen's rubbery firmness, collagen's resilience, and to a certain extent collagen's electrical nature is also in large part due to the element sulfur. Sulfur, our old friend, the multifunctional electrical hardening element, is so darn important for bone health as well as for the health of all connective tissue, whether in the skin, the joints, the bone. It's so darn important that if you don't take sulfur supplementally, or at the very least make sure you're getting in sulfur-containing foods, you're missing one of the prime strategies for building bone, just as or more important than any calcium supplement you could ever take. This is why collagen building is one of maybe the key strategy for addressing all degenerative connective tissue disease, for addressing anti-aging, in fact, for addressing all of healing. And we will be talking about collagen and how you can upregulate your own collagen in the coming days on The Bright Side. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Tomorrow we will tell you how you can upregulate your collagen, strategies for upregulating your collagen, and I'm going to tell you about a really inexpensive supplement you can use. Really inexpensive supplement that you could use that not only can help you stimulate collagen production, that acts as a raw material for collagen production, but also is incredibly helpful for the digestive system. I'll tell you what that is tomorrow. You're going to be amazed when I tell you what this is, because you guys have all heard of the stuff, although nobody's probably told you. But the stuff is pure protein, and it's very, very effective for building collagen as well as for helping soothe the digestive system and improving the digestive process. We will talk about that tomorrow as we continue our discussion talking about the connective tissue disease, osteoporosis. All right, our number is 855-660-4261. Got a line open for you. First come, first serve. We'll take our first phone call of the day. Sherry in Missouri, welcome to The Bright Side. What's up?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 37. I just had our seventh child about a month ago.
Congratulations. Did you say seventh or second?
Seven.
Oh, my goodness. And they all came out of you?
Yeah, they did. I did home birth with them all.
Holy moly. Well, how can we help you today, Sherry?
Well, I've always had the struggling problem with nursing. Out of all of my children, I've only been able to nurse two of them successfully. And this, and again now, and
I'm sorry, you're cutting out there. You're cutting out a little bit, Sherry. Are you on a speaker?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
it's
say that again.
Okay,
you had trouble? You had trouble breastfeeding?
Yes. I was able to nurse two of my seven children successfully. But this time, I'm having problems, and I'm wondering if it could be a thyroid issue that's hindering from the milk production.
Heck yeah, it could be. The thyroid is, anytime anything is not working as it should, anytime things are sluggish in the body, including breastfeeding, it could absolutely be the thyroid. There's a negative relationship between the hormone estrogen and the thyroid. If your estrogen levels are high, which they could very well be, usually estrogen levels drop after you've had a baby, but if you had seven babies, that could throw things off a little bit. It's not unusual for you to be a little bit hypothyroid. Do you suspect that you're hypothyroid?
Actually, I had lost a lot of weight during my pregnancy, and I had thought that it was just maybe due to the fact that I had gotten off the gluten. I do longevity, and so
okay.
I was on the product as well, too. And so I just tied it to that. After I had him, I was 147 pounds. I'm at 160 now, and I don't eat bad. I mean, I'm very, very health conscious, and so
okay.
I'm suspecting it could be that.
How's your hair?
My hair is very healthy. I generally always lose a lot of my hair afterwards, but I'm not.
Okay. You're not losing hair?
No, I'm not. And my
okay.
skin is actually oily now. It's not dry like it would be, like a side effect with the hyperthyroid.
Hyperthyroid would be more like you have oily skin. Sounds like you're having some hormone issues, though, with the oily skin as well as with the weight problem. Couple ideas for you. If you have any digestive issues, first and foremost, those need to be rectified. So you mentioned gluten problems, and I know I say this all the time. I'll say it again. It's not just gluten that is the issue when it comes to grains and vegetation, when it comes to plants. You could be have sensitivities. You could have reactions, toxicities to numerous phytonutrients, phytosubstances that have nothing to do with gluten. So just because you're gluten-free doesn't mean you're off the hook. I know I say it all the time, and it's just not fair for healthcare professionals to be off on this gluten kick because it misleads people into thinking, oh, I'll just lay off the gluten, I'll be fine. It doesn't work that way. So you got to link, first and foremost, always, 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 when there's a health condition, look for a digestive problem. It doesn't mean you're always going to have one, although in my experience, there's always one. But the point is to try to find one because then you have a place to work. Don't make it up. Don't create it out of whole cloth, but look for it. If you can find it, that gives you a wonderful place to work. Bowel movement problems, gas, bloating, discomfort, heartburn. And if you think you don't have any of these issues, keep looking, because sometimes they go under the radar. Pay attention to every single bowel movement you have. Pay attention to how your body is after everything you eat. That's the first thing always. If you can't breastfeed, it could very likely be that you're not absorbing protein. If you're not absorbing protein, it could very likely be that you got a malabsorption problem or you have some other kind of digestive condition. Use whey protein if you can do whey protein. Any issues with, do you have a whey protein supplement or do you have any problems with whey protein, ma'am?
I have never tried it, but I am greatly considering purchasing.
Get on it today. Order One World Whey today. Don't waste a day. Tell them you want it to ship immediately, especially if you're actively breastfeeding right now. It can make a huge difference. If you find that you use your whey protein and you have a bloating or any kind of digestive discomfort, take your whey protein with the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. Take the whey protein with a shot of apple cider vinegar. Take your whey protein with bile salts or with anything that helps improve the absorption of the fats and the protein that you'll find in the whey. If you have any digestive health issues, probiotics can be your best friend. Get on the Nightly Essence or get on any good probiotic supplement. But I like the Nightly Essence. Look for 80 billion units a day. Listen up tomorrow because we're going to talk a little bit about protein malabsorption. I'm going to tell you about a supplement that you can use to improve your body's ability to access and to utilize protein as well as to coach your digestive system. If you have any digestive issues, the Z-Radical can be very helpful. Seaweed products can be very helpful. Aloe and Noni can also be very helpful. There's a substance, a polysaccharide, proteoglycan, if you will, called NAG. N-acetylglucosamine that acts to soothe the digestive tract. Bone soup is a tremendous source of protein as well as a wonderful way to soothe the digestive system. Moving on from the digestive tract, these are all things that you want to do for the digestive system. Do them whether you know what? Do them whether you have a digestive problem or not. They're just going to improve your ability to absorb nutrients. The second thing is stabilized blood sugar. If you have any insulin problems, which you very well may have with seven babies, if you have any insulin issues, that can also compromise your body's ability to produce milk. So make sure that you're dealing with any insulin issues. That may also have something to do with the fact that you're gaining weight instead of losing weight after you have a baby. Any diabetes in your family by any chance?
My dad and his mother had diabetes, but that was due to dietary issues. It wasn't my type 1.
Right. Well, there's a very good chance that you have it as well. So you may want to be really careful with any kind of foods that spike your insulin. Use nutrition that helps you handle sugar, chromium. I'm going to run off a whole bunch of them. There's so many of them. I'm going to run off a bunch of them right now. You'll have to listen to the archives because I got to move on. I've got a bunch of calls here. But I'm going to just tell you real quick. This is for anybody who wants to deal with stabilizing or improving the body's ability to handle sugar. Chromium, vanadium, you'll find those in the sweeties. Magnesium, use about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. I like magnesium glycinate. Osteomag has magnesium glycinate. Alpha lipoic acid, taurine. These are both alpha lipoic acid, maybe 400 or 500 milligrams a day. Taurine, maybe a gram a day. Arginine, another very important amino acid for handling sugar, maybe 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams a day. Choline, thiamine, and niacin, three B vitamin-like substances. Niacin and thiamine are B vitamins. Choline is a B vitamin-like substance. 100 to 200, 300 milligrams of each of them a day. Sulfur, we've been talking about sulfur for a couple of weeks. Sulfur is super important for the sugar metabolizing system. Get yourself on MSM sulfur. I'd be using about 1,000 milligrams a day. Thanks so much for calling, Sherry. Appreciate it. God bless you. Good luck with everything. We'll come back with more of your phone calls on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We're back on the bright side. 855-660-4261. Matt in Montana, what is up, buddy? Welcome to the bright side.
Hello, is that me?
That would be you, Matthew in Montana.
Hey, just a quick story. Just short version is I had ulcerated colitis for 20-some years. It about killed me. Finally got off all gluten, eggs, and dairy. Been doing real good now for a couple years.
Nice.
Started eating some eggs again and seemed to be doing okay with it.
Yeah.
But I've been real run down still, just tired. So I thought I'm going to get, so I started on Youngevity. I just started my Healthy Start Pack here just about a week ago.
Yeah.
And I felt a really great boost, better than I've really felt in years. But it's really seeming like it's really started giving me diarrhea.
Okay.
Bad. You know, with colitis, I'm worried about that.
No, that's a very common thing, the diarrhea issue. We periodically talk about it here on the bright side. If you're not absorbing minerals are typically absorbed in the small intestine. If you've got ulcerative colitis, chances are you've got a malabsorption issue. What happens when you don't absorb your minerals, your magnesium and your calcium and your potassium, etc., and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a rich source of minerals from the Healthy Start Pack, those minerals will pass through your small intestine, they'll go into your large intestine, and as they're passing through, they'll pull water along with them. There's a very interesting reaction that occurs between minerals and water. Minerals basically absorb water. They suck water up. As we said numerous times in this program, it's why municipalities will sprinkle minerals on ice, salt on ice, because the minerals in the salt, and the salt itself, will suck up water. So minerals suck up water. As those minerals pass through your small intestine, enter your large intestine, they'll pull water along with it. Voila, you'll end up with diarrhea. In fact, magnesium is actually used as a laxative in a lot of pharmacy products. So what you want to do is a couple of things. If you're dealing with diarrhea, after you take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Number one, use smaller doses of the BTT. I know on the container it says 2 scoops, or it says, what does it say here? It says 2 scoops. 1 scoop per 100 pounds of body weight, or 2 scoops per 100 pounds of body weight. You don't need to do 2 scoops. If you're not absorbing, it doesn't do you any good to do two scoops. So do smaller amounts of the BTT. Take your BTT with food. If you're eating a meal, your digestive juices will be secreted a little bit more effectively, and that will help you absorb minerals. Minerals are largely absorbed, many minerals anyway, through fat, through the same systems that are required for absorbing fat, which means bile, which means pancreatic juices, which means you need a functioning pancreas, liver, and a gallbladder, which means stomach acid from the stomach. If you're not making stomach acid, you got a pancreas problem, you got an intestinal problem, you got a liver problem, you got a gallbladder problem. All of these may mean that you're not absorbing the minerals. So taking your minerals with meals, take your minerals with bile salts, B-I-L-E, bile salts. Take your minerals with the ultimate enzymes. And by when I say take your minerals, I'm referring to the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and your minerals with lecithin. Take it with apple cider vinegar. All of these will improve your body's ability to absorb the BTT. Doing smaller doses of the BTT, taking your BTT with meals, all this is going to help your diarrhea. Would you let me know how you're doing? Give it a shot. Give it a 3 or 4 days. Let us know how you're doing, Matthew.
Okay.
Good deal. Thanks so much. And thank you for sharing that story. That's awesome. Okay. Anybody who's got... God bless, buddy. Take care. Yeah, anybody who's dealing with diarrhea after you take the BTT, it's not uncommon. I hear sometimes people saying, well, it's your body detoxing, your body cleansing. No, it's your body eliminating the minerals, which means you're not getting the, not only do you have the diarrhea and the loose stool, which are obviously unpleasant, but you're not getting the advantage of the minerals. Also, what it means is you're probably not absorbing minerals from other sources either. That means you're running a higher risk of being malnourished in terms of minerals. You could very well be malnourished in terms of B vitamins and other nutrients that require a stomach acidity and a healthy digestive system. So treat your diarrhea as diagnostic of malabsorption. Use smaller doses of the BTT and digestive support. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Matthew. Moving on to Mary in Texas. What is up? How you doing? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Hi, Ben. I've got a quick question for you. My doctor put me on methotrexate.
Oh, no. What did you have?
For osteoporosis and rheumatoid arthritis.
Hang on. Let me get this straight, because this is not making it through my small little brain here.
He put you on, right.
Did I hear you right? He put you on methotrexate for osteoporosis?
Yes. And rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, now, rheumatoid, that's one of the dumber doctor strategies, but I don't know why he would put it on. He probably did it for the rheumatoid. Methotrexate is one of the top 10 poison drugs. Now, there's thousands of drugs out there. I think last count, there were something like 20,000 different prescription drugs. The top 10 prescription drugs out of all those many thousands of drugs are going to be pretty deadly and toxic, and methotrexate makes anyone's top 10 list. It's an awful, awful, awful drug. Just Google it. Just get the package insert. I'm not going to belabor the point. It is one of the most hideous drugs you could ever take. It knocks out your immune system, and that's why he's putting you on it for rheumatoid. So here's what you need to do. First of all, go back to your doctor and tell him you can inform him that you have a connective tissue disease, as we've been talking about, and you can inform your doctor that you're going to take your health in your own hands, and you're going to figure out how to build your own bone and how to take care of your own connective tissue disease. Rheumatoid, folks, is simple to deal with. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. Correct, Mary?
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you have an autoimmune disease, that means the immune system has been activated inappropriately. Whenever you have a defensive response, that's what this is, the immune system activation is a defensive response, the body's trying to defend itself from something that's getting inside. That means something you're breathing or something you're eating. It can theoretically, it can come in through the skin, but that hardly ever happens. So usually it's something you're breathing or eating. If it's something you're breathing, you're going to end up with a respiratory condition. Since you don't have that, that leaves only one option, and that means, Mary, it's something you're eating. So a couple of things you got to do. First of all, you want to focus on foods that trigger a digestive response. Diarrhea, loose stools. You got to know you have these things, right? Diarrhea, loose stools, constipation, bloating, gas, heartburn, something, right?
Right.
Okay. So what you want to do, and I'm not psychic, this is just how it happens. You want to focus on foods that trigger this kind of response and then eliminate those foods. Grains of all kinds are a likely suspect. Eggs can be a possible suspect. Dairy can be a suspect. And then legumes, that means beans and soy can also be a problem. But it can really be anything. Any kind of vegetation can cause a digestive system flare-ups. Just pay attention to the foods you eat and your digestive response. Secondly, start focusing on nutrients that support digestive health and wellness. Bone soup can be a rheumatoid arthritis sufferer's best friend. I'd be using it all day long, bone soup, as long as you don't have any problem with chicken, and some people do, so you have to pay attention there. Use seaweed and the Z radical to help coat and soothe the digestive system. Use noni juice and aloe to help coat and soothe the digestive system. Get on the glucogel caps, which can help heal the digestive system. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin C, which can help heal the digestive system. Probiotics are a must-have for anyone dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. 80 billion or more units a day. Look for multiple strains. Probiotics are a must-have for digestive problems. They're a must-have for all autoimmune diseases, but especially for rheumatoid arthritis. Make sure you're taking in cartilage kinds of products. And I'm going to tell you about a really neat supplement that you can take tomorrow that will help. I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
To hear that today.
I know. I'm going to tell you about it tomorrow. It has medicinal properties and it can help you rebuild that cartilage. The osteoporosis is the same basic thing. It's not an immune condition more than likely, but it's an inflammatory condition. It means that your osteocytes, the cells that make bone, are not doing their work. And as we said at the beginning of the program, when cells are not doing their work, you want to backtrack it to starvation, suffocation, and toxification, which is the same, basically the same things that go wrong when you have rheumatoid arthritis. And everything that you're doing for rheumatoid is also going to help you with your bones. You might want to throw in a source of sulfur. MSM is a great source of sulfur. We haven't really touched on MSM, but we certainly will be doing that in the next few days. MSM is an organic, absorbable form of sulfur. You can also use sulfur-containing amino acids. One of my favorite is something called NAC. And N-acetylcysteine, and you should take probably anywhere from 500 to 1,000 milligrams. Excuse me, NAC is best known as a detoxifying supplement, but that detoxification comes from the element of sulfur. That same sulfur can help you rebuild bone or build bone, as well as improve joint health as well. So many more things you could do, Mary, but that should give you a great start. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Sorry if we left you on hold. Call us back tomorrow. Tell a call screener that you were left on hold. We'll take you first up. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about osteoporosis, nutrients you can use, one particular nutrient that's super easy, super cheap, something everybody should be taking, but especially if you're dealing with joint disease or bone disease, any kind of connective tissue health issue. We'll tell you what that is tomorrow. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link and help me in my mission to educate the world about the power of a nutritional supplement program. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time.
Even after consuming alcohol.
And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers. Men, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.